Exports. Customers can now live anywhere in the world in large part due to e-commerce, so it's to be expected that logistics staff will play a role in managing international shipments of their company's products to a wide array of countries. The global flow of outbound goods also involves two-way flows of information and inbound payments in order to complete the transaction. The activities involved in global transportation can be grouped by focus. Transaction channel, point of ownership transfer, freight control, payment terms, securing payment. Communication channel, visibility and control of shipment with the right trade documentation as it travels between country borders and is passed between carriers and intermediaries. Distribution channel, management of risk of disruption of shipment movement across an extended transportation network by optimizing use of reliable mode, carrier, and route based on the particulars of the shipments. A number of required export activities must occur before any freight is exported to another country. These may be done by the logistics team or third parties. They help to clarify the responsibilities of the exporter and the importer, protect them financially from risk, and minimize potential problems or delays. Only a high-level overview is provided here. First, the trade terms must be established to designate when ownership of entitle for the goods pass between parties and who pays for delivery-related costs. Next, insurance for the freight must be purchased. This can be a complex process, and numerous risk types need to be evaluated. Trade terms specify which party provides the cargo insurance, such as the seller, carriers, freight forwarders, or buyer. Supplemental insurance is usually needed because the minimum required insurance often does not cover the full cost of the freight. Another activity is determining the appropriate method in terms of payment that adhere to payment term policies related to ensuring acceptable cash flow and provide sufficient protection and risk reduction to each party, enough to enable the sale. This includes things like getting compliance software, which uses exception management to ensure that parties are aware of specific country customs rules and so on. Examples of such software include AEB and E2 Open. The final preparation for exports is arranging for all the freight documentation to be in order and correctly completed so that the shipment can pass the customs regulations of both the exporting country of origin and the importing country. Documents include invoices, export paperwork, export license, shipper's export declaration, certificate of end use, import paperwork, certificates of origin and inspection, transportation paperwork, manifest, various types of bills of lading, ocean, air, through, multimodal, packing list, shipper's letter of instructions. Preparation of international shipments is a labor and time-intensive responsibility of the logistics function, and it requires close attention to detail for those completing the required paperwork and forms. Incomplete or inaccurate documentation can lead to shipments being held up, confiscated, or returned to the seller, all of which will have a negative impact on profit, customer satisfaction, and logistics performance metrics.